ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم عن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوما وحضرنا رمضان أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة يخشاكم الله فيه فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء فينظر الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه ويباهي بكم ملائكته فأروا الله من أنفسكم خيرا فالشقي من حرم فيه رحمة الله عز وجل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before we start, the brothers at the back can come a little closer, inshallah. On this side as well, come a little closer, inshallah. Respected ulama-i ikram, brothers and elders, the mercy, the compassion, and the affection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our mind is very restricted. Our understanding is very restricted to understand the extent and the compassion and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one incident, we all know that Qarun, who lived at the time of Musa alayhi salam, Allah sunk him into the ground. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ We sunk him, his entire empire, into the ground. But the reason for why and how this incident took place, Qarun used to have all the people gathering at his home for a meal every day. And then on one day, he called a lady who was known for her beauty in the area. When people used to talk about beauty, they used to refer to this lady or use her as an example. So he called her, he says, see, I pay you. All I want you to do is to come in this gathering whilst everyone is sitting and say loudly that, oh Musa, Qarun, when you going to stop this Musa alayhi salam from coming on me? So she was paid. Allah overnight gave this lady hidayat. She woke up in the morning. She says, Al-Yawm ukazzibu aduwallah fir'aun. Today I'm going to go and I'm going to give respect to Musa alayhi salam, the Rasul of Allah, and I'm going to embarrass Fir'aun, the enemy of Allah. She went in the very same gathering and she announced to all the people, listen, I have a message that Qarun paid me to come and do this, to come and say in front of y'all that when is Musa alayhi salam going to stop? And he paid me to do this, so you're all mazia. Qarun was embarrassed. He put his head down in shame. The gathering spread out. The people completed their meals, and the message started spreading around town until it reached the ears of Musa alayhi salam. When Musa alayhi salam heard this, he became very perturbed, and he was very angry. So he got up and he started reading salah. He read 2 rakat salah and he made dua. He says, oh Allah, your enemy Qarun is trying to embarrass me once again. Sallitni alayhi. Oh Allah, give me power and strength over him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muril ard bima shi'ta. Go, command the earth with what you want. So he walks to the palace of Qarun, and Qarun from a distance, he sees Musa alayhi salam with anger full on his face, and he says, Ya Musa, oh Musa, he's calling him, Irhamni, have mercy on me, have mercy on me. Musa alayhi salam immediately commands the earth, Ya Ard, khuzihim, oh earth, take him, catch them. The earth opens up, the empire of Qarun is now sinking into the earth. The first level is sunk to us, the feet, to the ankles. And while he was sinking like quicksand, moving in, Qarun is again saying, Ya Musa, irhamni, Musa, please, have mercy on me. Musa alayhi salam is saying to the earth, Khuzihim, catch him more. The earth now sinks Qarun to the knees. And the same application or the same thing Qarun is saying, Irhamni Musa. Musa, have mercy on me. Musa alayhi salam says, Khuzihim. It comes to the waist and finally it swallows Qarun, his entire army. And he comes in a hadith, he will continue sinking to the bottom of the seven earths right till the day of judgment. So Allah said to Musa alayhi salam after that, Ya Musa ma afazzuka. Musa, how hard is your heart? How hard is your heart? Law qala la ya Rabbi la rahimtuhu. Oh Musa, I'm telling you now, if he said Ya Rabbi and not Ya Musa, I would have had mercy and I would have stopped that. So Allah is all merciful. There are many stories like this, but the message is from all these stories is that Allah is looking for very small excuses and trivial reasons to forgive and show mercy upon this ummah. Ali radiallahu anhu says, لو أراد الله أن يؤذب أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أعطاهم رمضان وسورة الإخلاص. If Allah really wanted to punish this ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, He would have not given them this beautiful month of Ramadan, and He would have not given them سورة الإخلاص قل والله أحد. It comes another riwayat, this is that month the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to wait. He used to anticipate this month 2 months prior to his entry. That is commanding or he's making dua. Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban wa balighna ramadan. 2 months before Ramadan. Oh Allah bless us in Rajab. Oh Allah bless us in Sha'ban. Allah keep us alive till Ramadan. Oh Allah take us safely to the month of Ramadan. This is the very same month. Now he comes to the last day of Sha'ban, like it is today. Probably today is tonight will be the last night of Sha'ban. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Salman Farsi radiallahu says, Khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi akhiri yawmin min Sha'ban wa qala ya ayyuhan nas qad azallakum shahrun azimun mubarakun shahrun فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر شهر جعل الله صيامه فريدة وقيام ليله تطوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى سبين كما كان كمن أدى فريدة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريدة كان كمن أدى 70 فريدة فيما سواه وهو الشهر الصبر والصبر ثوابه الجنة وشهر المواساة وشهر يزاد فيه رزق المؤمن إلى آخر الحديث. Again, he gets the attention of the people. He says that, O people, a great month is coming upon you. A blessed month is coming upon you. In it is a night which is better than 1,000 nights. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting during the day. He has made it fard for you. And standing up in Taraweeh, He has made it sunnah for you. And whomsoever will do one nafil in this month, he'll get the sawab of one fard. And whomsoever will do one fard in this month, he will get the sawab of 70 faraid. And it goes on enumerating many, many other virtues. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once again, that was the last day of Sha'ban. Then when Ramadan comes, then again he said to Sahaba, like that hadith I said in the beginning, Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu narrates, Ramadan came. Then again he says to Sahaba, Ataakum Ramadan. Ataakum Ramadan, Shahru Barakatin. Ramadan has come. Ramadan has come. It's the month of blessings. It's the month that Allah pours His mercy upon the creation. It's the month that Allah wants to forgive you and wipe out your sins. It's the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking towards your good deeds. That Allah wants to see what you are doing and how you are competing with each other, so that he may boast about you to the malaika. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so much effort is made for this ummati, for you and I, and every person who will live as a Muslim, to direct your attention, to direct and focus our heart to the importance and to the reverence of this blessed month. That this month, we cannot take it lightly. We cannot take it for granted. That it must not pass by. Like how it is difficult to hide behind a golf ball. Like how it is difficult to walk between the droplets of rain. It must become difficult, or it is difficult, to miss the mercy of Allah in this blessed month of Ramadan. فَالشَّقِيُّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ The most wretched person, the most unfortunate person, is that person who will experience this beautiful month of Ramadan and do not gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, in another hadith, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that he says, هَذَا رَمَضَانْ قَدْ جَاءَ Ramadan has come. Ramadan has come. Tuftahu fihi abwabul jannah. The doors of jannah are swung open. Wa tughlaqu fihi abwabun nar. Jahannam, the doors of Jahannam are shut. In another riwayat, Ya baghi al khair, aqbil. O seeker of good, go advance towards good. Ya baghi al shar, aqsir. O seeker of evil, those who are running towards sin, you stop now, restrain yourself, hold yourself now. وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ And the shaitan are locked up. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on to say, before we go this, we go to another riwayat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Masood al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu says, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعِبَادُ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, if the servants knew, مَا رَمَضَان لَتَأْمَنَّتْ أُمَّتِي أَن تَكُونَ السَّنَةُ كُلُّهَا رَمَضَان That if my servants knew what is Ramadan, what is the blessings of this month of Ramadan, they'll wish that the entire year be Ramadan. Leave one month. Every month we're fasting. Every month we keep reading Taraweeh. So one man who was sitting there from Khuza'a tribe, he stood up, he says, Ya Rasulallah, haddithna. O Nabi of Allah, narrate to us why. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنْ رَأْسِ الْحَوْلِ إِلَى الْحَوْلِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ Jannat is ordered from the sighting of the moon last year, was ordered to decorate and beautify itself for the beginning of this Ramadan. وَإِذَا كَانَتْ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ حَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُصِيرَةِ فَتُصَفِّقُ وَرَكُ أَسْجَارِ الْجِنَانِ وَحَلَقُ الْمَصَارِعِ فَيُسْمَعُ لِذَلِكَ طَنِينٌ لَمْ يَسْمَعِ الصَّامِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُ Then, when it's the first night of the month of Ramadan, which is probably tomorrow, a wind blows from under the arsh, and this wind blows and causes a melodious sound to sound out in the entire Jannat, which the leaves of the trees of Jannat begin rustling, and it gives off this sound. It gives us the sound in the entire Jannat. The sound was never heard before. When the Hura Ain will listen to the sound, they'll come up and they'll listen carefully and they'll ask, what is this sound to? They'll ask Ridwan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, they'll make dua. Ya Rabbana ij'al lana min ibadika fi haza shahri azwajan taqirru a'yunana bihim wa taqirra a'yunahum bina. Oh Allah, grant us in this month, the Hura Ain will say, grant us in this month husbands from your servants that will our eyes will be cool with their sight and their eyes will become cool with our sight. They will make this dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ma min abdin yasumu yawman min Ramadan illa zawwajahu Allahu zawjatan min al-hur al-ain fi khaymatin durratin kama na'ata Allahu ta'ala. That every person who will keep a fast, one fast in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every night will marry him to one of these hurs. So many virtues. The virtues can go on and the time will not be enough. But there is one thing. Nabi alayhi is coming back to the riwayat of Anas ibn Malik. That Nabi of Allah, he also said this. Bu'dal لمن أدرك رمضان ولم يكفر له إذا لم يكفر له فمتى. That Nabi of Allah, who was an embodiment of mercy, two people are sitting on the camel and they're talking to each other while the camel came from a long journey. The camel is tired. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تتخذوا زهور الدوابكم منابرا. Don't take the backs of your camel as minbars and chairs. That you are sitting and you are comfortable and the animal wants to rest. He saw, he had mercy and affection for an animal. That Nabi of Allah could not stand to see the hand of a thief being cut off. That Nabi of Allah, who was mercy was pouring out, he said, Bu'dan, distant, curse, misery for that person who experienced the month of Ramadan and he fails to bring about a change in his life. He experienced the month of Ramadan, he fails to knock the door of Tawbah, experienced the month of Ramadan and he fails to cry before Allah. He experienced the month of Ramadan. It's the same sin that was carrying on, the same zina of the eyes, the same zina of the ears, the same music, the same television. In the month of Ramadan, he does not gain the forgiveness of Allah. إِذَا لَمْ يُكْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَّتَى. If he does not get it in this month, then when will he get it? Then when is going to turn to Allah? Then when the heart is going to turn to Allah? The same Nabi who had mercy on his enemies and forgave Wahshi, forgave Hinda, the same Nabi is saying this. Allah give us realization. This month cannot pass. This month should not pass. And this month cannot be taken lightly without us wetting ourselves in the mercy of Allah, in the forgiveness of Allah. Today our Tawbah has become ritual also. Like how a young child moves his finger, Tawbah, Tawbah, we are also moving like that. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, Al-mustaghfiru bil-lisan wal-musirru ala al-zunub kal-mustahzi bi-rabbihi. The person is saying Tawbah, Astaghfirullah. He's standing in front of his shop and someone, a lady is walking past. He's saying Astaghfirullah and he's looking at her. He's mocking at his Allah. Musirru ala al-zunub. Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu, he asked, Atadruna mani ta'ib? Do you know who is the person made Tawbah? So he says, Man taba walam yazid fil ibadati falaysa bitaibin. That person who says he made Tawbah and he has not increased his ibadat, then he has not made Tawbah. Wa man taba walam yata'allam al ilma falaysa bitaibin. That person who says he made Tawbah and he does not advance in the knowledge of Islam, getting rid of his ignorance, he has not made Tawbah. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يُبَدِّلْ أَصْحَابَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ. That person who says he made Tawbah and he does not change his company and friends, he has not made Tawbah. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يُغَيِّرْ خُلْقَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ. That person who says he made Tawbah and he does not change his character, still the same way, same behavior, فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ, he never make Tawbah. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يَرْدَ الْخُسَمَى فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ. The person who says he made Tawbah and he does not pay his money that he was owing to people, that those people he did down in life, now he became pious to pay them back, he has never made Tawbah. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يُغَيِّرْ لِبَاسَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ. That person who says he made Tawbah and does not change his form outwardly and look like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has never made Tawbah. وَمَنْ إِسْتَبَانَ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ هَذِي الْخِصَالُ فَهُوَ تَائِبٌ حَقًّا. That person, these sifats or these qualities are apparent upon him, that there is a definite change in his life, then he has made Tawbah really. Then he can feel happy that he has turned to Allah. Today our day and night has become sin, but tears are very less in our eyes. Kahmus ibn Hussein rahmatullah alayh, he cried for 20 years over one sin. They could count their sins. Why? Their sins were less And the good deeds were too many to count and keep a record. Today, we can count our good deeds and boast to people. And our sins are too many, we can't count it. So one day, his sin was this. A guest came home, they had fish, sticky hands to wash the hands, the neighbor's wall. He takes sand from there and he gives it to his guests. He says, wipe with the sand and wash your hand. They took from the neighbor's wall that sand. For 20 years, he cried for that one sin that Allah must forgive him. Allah must forgive him for 20 years, only one sin. Allah, for the days of sin, we shed less tears. نزل الحجر الأسود وهو أشد بيادا من اللبن فسودته خطايا ابن آدم. حجر الأسود came down. In the beginning, it was white, whiter than milk. The sins of the children of Adam has blackened the stone, has made it black like what we see today. If that is the condition of stone, which is solid, then what happens to this heart, which is a flesh and a piece of meat, when we continue sinning? Sawad alamatu sawad al-qalb, the sign of the heart being black. Iza lam tajid lizunubi mafza'an, a person sins and is not ashamed and embarrassed. He walks in society like he's doing nothing. Or he's not frightened what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do to him. Wala li ta'ati mawki'an, he does not incline to good deeds. Naturally, the body does not go towards good deeds. He forces himself to read salah. He forces himself to do good. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ. Salah is difficult, except that heart that responds to Allah. This heart has been blackened with sin. One person, Ibn Amr al-Wan, rahmatullahi alayhi, sin has its color. Az-zulmu zulumatun yawm al-qiyamah. Sin is blackness. Blackness on the day of judgment. Ibn Umar al-Wan rahmatullahi alayhi, I mentioned this before, I'm just repeating it, that he went to a funeral. And over there his gaze fell upon a ghair mahram. And immediately he retracted, what I'm doing, what I'm looking at. And he put his head down. And when he put his head down, he made tawbah. While he's going home that day, an old lady in the neighborhood is saying to him that what blackened your face today? Maswadda wajhuka. What blackened your face today? So he thought maybe he fell somewhere or some smoke caught his face. So he looked in the mirror. Let's see what she's speaking is true. Yes, his face was black. So then he thought it was that ghair mahram that I saw over there that caused the blackness of my face. So he makes tawbah and tawbah and tawbah, and the blackness does not come out. Finally he goes to his sheikh, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, who was his ustaz. And it was Junaid Baghdadi, before he could enter, told him, أَسْنَبْتَ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَاسْتَغْفَرْتَ بِالْبَغْدَادِ. You committed the sin in Rahba, and you're coming for the tawbah in Baghdad. The sin, one ghayr mahram he saw, blackened his face. What about the day that he's in sin? What is happening to this heart of ours? How is going to respond to us good? So the first thing we have to do is make sincere tawbah. Sincere tawbah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or it comes in one, the saying of the pious, iksilu arba'an bi arba'in, wash four things with four things. Al-sinatakum bi zikri khalikukum, wash your tongues with the zikr of your Allah. Wa wujuhakum bi ma ya'yunikum, wash your face with the tears of your eyes. Wa kulubakum bi khashyati rabbikum, and wash your heart with the fear of your Allah. وَزُنُوبَكُمْ بِتَوْبَةِ مَوْلَاكُمْ, and wash your sin with tawbah to your Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was returning from Hunain, and they camped one place where there was nothing, so they needed to light a fire. He said to the people, get some wood. As they go out and spread out, one person bought one stick, one person bought two sticks, one person bought a whole pile, and they piled in no time, there was a whole pile of wood. He says, أَتَرَوْنَ هَذَا, you see this here, you see this pile? They looked at it, and then he says, "Hakaz al-abd," like this is a servant. "Az-zunubu muhassatun alay," when he makes sin, finally it gathers and piles up upon him until it flings him into Jahannam. One sin, second sin, and finally he falls in all sin. Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi used to take his students and go out for a walk in a place where there is mud. And intentionally he used to walk in that mud. And finally he used to fall into the mud and get mess. And then he used to say to his servants, "Hakaza al-abd." Like this is a servant when he wakes up in the morning. La yazalu yatawaqqa az-zunub. In the morning he's trying to avoid sin. He's standing, he holds his tasbih and he wants to be pious. And then suddenly, then he starts using these eyes. Then he starts using these ears. And then finally he's in the mud by the evening. Allah give us tawfiq of protecting the fast. Fast in the way that it spiritually uplifts us. Two women were dying of thirst. Extremely thirsty. They came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Bring a bowl." They brought the bowl. He says, "Spew in this bowl." The first one started. As she spewed, blood passed, pieces of meat in the bowl. Half the bowl full. Second person spewed. The whole bowl full. Then he says, these two people, they fasted from halal, which was eating, drinking, and staying away from their marriage partner. But they did not fast from haram, which was backbiting. This is the effect of their backbiting while fasting. رُبَّ صَاعِمٍ لَيْسَ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوءُ. Many fasting person, nothing of his fast except hunger. So for this month, for this fast, and all to benefit us, it is to prevent and block out the windows of sin. Then it is going to benefit this heart. Then you will see an upliftment in your piety, upliftment towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq of realization. Allah make it a reality in our life that this beautiful month of Ramadan is coming. We take advantage of time and we spend our time in the correct manner. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.